your right foot forward, put your left foot out, do the bunny hop, 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 hop. Dance is new creation, it's the new sensation, do the bunny hop, 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 hop. All join in the fun, father, mother, son, do the bunny hop.
Do you know what? If someone ever offers you a Vienna rabbit for sale, don't get all excited thinking that a Vienna rabbit can understand German, listens to Mozart, and eats apple strudel for dessert. I mean, a Vienna rabbit could do some or all of those things, I guess, but the term technically refers to its breed, which was first introduced by an Austrian rabbit enthusiast called Wilhelm Mücke over 100 years ago. So if you are looking for a cute little grey bunny to snuggle, or even a brown or a black one, you will not be seeking a Vienna rabbit. Because some of them are white and fuzzy with blue eyes, and the others are a very rabbity shade of blue.
Put your left foot forward, put your right foot out, do the bunny hop, 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 hop. Dance is new creation, it's the new sensation, do the bunny hop, 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 hop. All join in the fun, father, mother, son, do the bunny hop, 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 hop.
Wilhelm actually worked as an Austrian railway official all the livelong day, apparently. But rabbits can enter people's lives as humble family pets, and gradually they can move up the ladder until they become a favourite family fixture, like your most treasured aunt or your most trusted friend. Maybe Wilhelm's interest in rabbits began as a somewhat fascinating hobby, but before he knew it, he had launched a new breed of rabbit that would become one of the most popular in the world among rabbit owners. So what's so enchanting about rabbits then? Well, they have those big, solemn eyes, don't they? And lots of downy, velvety fur that feels so soft and calming to the touch, right? But with those ears, their greatest strength might be that they are very good listeners. A rabbit's ears are very important for several reasons. Firstly, they help the animal to survive by monitoring its surroundings and checking for predators. Rabbits can hear sounds over far distances, sometimes from 3 kilometers away. And they can also twirl their ears around too while they're listening, instead of turning their heads. Secondly, a rabbit's ears contain an extensive network of blood vessels that swell or get bigger when the rabbit is hot and contract or get smaller when it's cool. And in the course of doing this, they help the little bunny to feel comfortable no matter what the temperature is. These days, pet rabbits are usually acquired from registered breeders, who care about the health and safety of the animals they sell. Wild rabbits do not make good pets, and anyways, they're very difficult to catch. Well, here we are in the Vienna woods.
Mm-hmm.
We're, well, actually, do you know why we're here, Josh?
I gather we're catching rabbits.
Yeah. I'm glad you remembered, because I wasn't sure if you heard me right. You see, I was reading this thing on the internet, Josh.
Where are you now?
I was, yep. And it says, do you remember? It says, if you want to catch a rabbit, first you have to go and hide in the bushes. That's okay. Why we're in the Vienna woods.
This bush.
Yeah, lots of bushes here.
Yeah, and this one.
Yeah. Careful, bushes. Mind that jacket. Okay, so the second part, we have to sit and we have to make a noise like a lettuce.
Yeah, so about that, do you know what kind of noise a lettuce makes?
Well, I mean, you're the musician, Josh. Do you know what kind of a sound a lettuce makes?
I know exactly what kind of noise a lettuce makes.
So
I'm asking, do you know what kind of noise a lettuce makes?
Well, I was thinking that once you showed me the kind of sound that a lettuce makes, I'd like copy it. You know, I'm good at copying stuff. Yeah. So if you start and you make a sound like a lettuce, because that'll attract the rabbit. Do you see what I mean, Josh?
Okay. Well, here we go. This is the kind of noise a lettuce makes. You ready?
Yep, yep.
Now you try.
But you didn't make any noise, Josh.
Yeah, yeah. Lettuces don't make a noise, Susan.
Are you kidding me, Josh?
Yeah, you've dragged us all the way up to the Wienerwald to make silence to catch rabbits.
And I even brought sandwiches.
Hey, ooh.
Do you want one?
Yeah, I'll have my sandwich.
Sure, if we don't find any rabbits, at least we'll have a sandwich.
Yeah, I'm hungry, won't you?
Yep.
This one has nothing in it, Susan.
Oh, wait now, that must be the one I ate on the way here. Sorry.
Where's mine?
Wait! Is that a rabbit?
That?
Yeah.
No, that's a leaf, Susan.
Okay. Thought I could distract him there. He doesn't know I ate his son.
Ooh, was that one?
Yes! No. Yeah. Sound like a lettuce.
Yeah.
Is that one, Josh? Right there.
No! That's the dog! Quick, catch her!
Oh, Amber!
She's chasing a rabbit!
Amber!
Come back!
The rabbits at the Nalela farm in Vienna's 22nd district have an important job. Together with alpacas, goats, sheep, a pony, a donkey and chickens, they all work as educators, teaching their human counterparts a thing or two about farm life in general, and also about the relationship between people and animals. I can pet those rabbits there and fantasize about owning one. And I can also visit domesticated rabbits at the Cobenzl estate on the way to the famous Kahlenberg Mountain if I really want some bunny's knuckles. Opportunities to to connect with rabbits all the time. Maybe it's the good oxytocin feeling we get when we tickle them and hold them close. But there's only one time a year when a rabbit comes to seek out people. And if you are one of those people who anticipates the arrival of the mythological Osterhase, then I hope you get the liberal helping of chocolate that you are hoping for. Do you know what? I'm getting hungry just thinking about it.
And on Easter morning, Peter was off again. Only now he was the Easter Bunny. All of his friends turned out to greet him, because everybody knew that Peter Cottontail was on his way.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity-hopping, Easter's on its way. Bringing every girl and boy baskets full of Easter joy, things to make your Easter bright and gay.
He's got jelly beans for Tommy, colored eggs for Sister Sue.
There's an orchid for your mommy,
oh,
and an Easter bonnet too.
Oh, here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity, happy Easter day.
Listen, Pierre!
Antoine, where are you?
Up here! Look what has happened!
How do you like my new Easter outfit, eh? Well, I went to sleep for a few months, and when I wake up, voila, I was butterflied.
Come on, you can help. You can all help, everybody.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Look at him stop, listen to him say. Try to do the things you should. Maybe if you're extra good, here roll lots of Easter eggs your way.
You wake up on Easter morning and you'll know that he was there.
When you find those chocolate bunnies that he's hiding everywhere.
Oh, here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity happy Easter day. Happy Easter day.
Thank you so much to Joshua David Yardy, who produced this podcast and composed the music. You can find out more about Joshua at yardy.composer@gmail.com. Josh, I want to tell everybody that my name is Susan Shea, and you can learn a lot more about the city of Vienna, about how children learn. You can check out some fun family travel ideas, and you can celebrate this wonderful world at phoneticplanet.org.